only student, fully is inexperienced, devoted by just scholars without Bhakti, have no access, they have no access into Bhakti. Therefore, they cannot go in Bhakti. They saw Srivas Pandit, the pure devotee, expressing the symptoms of pure devotion, hearing about Krishna. They are fully students who are just ordinary scholars. They dragged him out and he said nothing. He didn't tell them this is apparent. So where is your understanding of the scripture? By fool, you know nothing. Go and study.
Liberated him from that. His foundation, he got pure. So in history we have so many people who studied the scriptures and became very proud. Keshava Kashi. He is not ordinary person. Keshava Kashi is not ordinary person. He is one of the four Sampradaya Acharyas, the Bhakta Acharya. Keshava Kashi. But see, he was humiliated. From Dik Vijaya, he was brought down to his knee. He cried. He cried. Keshava Kashmir cried. Saraswati, my dear mistress, if you want to humiliate me, why a boy? Why not a big man? At least I will feel some comfortable. But a small boy. He's a child. He's not even a scholar. He's a Sanskrit grammar. What is this? Saraswati smiled. He said, my dear boy, you listen to me. I live on your tongue. Because I'm satisfied with you. I live on your tongue. But when you are before my master, I couldn't stay there. I couldn't stay there. You are standing before the master. So I cannot show my head. Show my head was done. So that person they are calling a small boy is not a small boy. He is Vishwamba. Go and surrender to him. He was a humiliation. Made him humble. The next day he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the house, not at the Bank of Ganga, a nice in the house. Oh, full that I want. Sometimes we say, oh, please don't do like this, don't do like this. Come on, stand up, stand up. He couldn't tolerate because now he has full understanding. He was offering businesses and begging Lord Chaitanya, please deliver me. And now when that's the call, I say, Sitya Mahaprabhu raised him up from the ground and raised him very tightly. In this way, he destroyed the shackles of material existence and threw them to far distance. They will never come back. Never come back. That is how Keshava Kashi, Dik Vijaya, became. So one cannot study books and become below devotee. You have to study it under a devotee. Then the scripture will be read. That is the process. So we may read books, Bhagavatam, by all the scriptures. Read so all the books written by devotees these days about all the holy places which we visit. It is different from when we hear the same thing from the monk in the pulpit in those places. It has more importance. Reading in our mind is just a reading, just may read it, just get on it. Okay, this thing happened. But you will never enter the world. You will never. You will not. What is the access to enter there? We need permission to enter. That permission comes from discipline. When the spiritual ones are pure music, they see that discipline has purified the devotee. And the devotee has become humble genuinely. Then, showing us the process, and this way he used so many personalities to teach us this, so that we have something, some evidence to depend on. So we have many people like that. Those the one I every Sunday after Sunday feast is drama, the beautiful. And so every day that time we know the drama of one, the Brahmana and the Kobla. Brahmana is a pundit. It's a Dikuja. He knows the scripture from this side to that side. But he has no faith in it. He does not understand who is Krishna. The Kobla, because he's a devotee, who have had, he didn't read the scripture, but he has had the scripture from a pure devotee. He got purified and has full faith in Krishna. He believed Krishna completely. A Digvijaya who simply studied the scriptures, he can recite the scripture like Keshava Kashmir. In a moment, he recited one of the slokas. In no time, he said, should he say yes? Only you can do this. Simply you can do this. Yes, this is very nice. It didn't take him time to sing.
Yeah.
So when we got there, it was moving towards the temple with that expectation in mind. But when we got there,
everything revealed. Everything.
Then we had this pastor also from Chita Settlement, the Southern Abraham, who was on our attorney. He didn't know how to read. But the guru told him he must read every day, read by Bhagavad Gita every day. Okay, the order of the spirit guru is the order. So he's taking the Bhagavad Gita in his hand, without reading. You should teach the scripture all over the world. Because he knows it. He didn't read, but he knows the scripture. Everything is revealed. The scriptures are revealed. So I have to study it under the devotee. Hare Krishna. These devotees, study this with you. That becomes very, very powerful. Now you have five people. You have five people. This is a situation. In one school, you have five people. And you can go all through, you so many other personalities are there. Either they are speaking, they are asking questions, another. My children is speaking, they are asking questions, my children is asking questions, person is answering. See, this information is asking questions, children is speaking, person is asking questions, children is speaking, all of them. And the question and answer is asked to a person. So we study them with devotees. Direct association with Krishna and all these pure devotees. Anyway, the scriptures does for us. They give us powerful association. And when we enter deeply, not just the words, the alphabets, when we can participate in that pastime at the study. And that is where you will get the energy. So it becomes a very powerful association. So now when we take any of our scriptures, we're taking Bhagavata in your hand. Or we take Bhagavad Gita in your hand. Any of our scriptures we take six upon his hand, we're taking six upon his hand. When you take the book in hand, we are not into about fiction. It is not fiction. It's not just a story book. It is not. It's not a story book. There are personalities you want to associate with. Personalities. The Prabhupada said every page of Bhagavata means what? Krishna. Every page is Krishna. So we want to share with the personality that this is what it is. We want scripture to speak to us. And that should be our attitude. We just take a book to read. We want to associate. Right? And hear what he has to tell us.
Imagine how we feel the association with Krishna. We don't feel that, we just read, but we don't feel that today the Sunday was speaking.
I'm saying we should not read. I say we should not read. We should enter into it. It means we should enter deeply. We should see, I'm speaking, I'm hearing from somebody. Maitreya Uvacha. So you should know Maitreya is sitting, the Deva is sitting and speaking, and you are participating. So you are hearing this discussion. And somebody goes on and giving some blessings. Anyone who hears this will faint. And anyone who repeats this will not take a break. Have the best of it. So this benediction is given, but how do we get it? Only if we participate with them. So you're not just reading. Well, we should enter into this meal with them. We should see the person who is speaking. We should see the person who is asking the question. We should see ourselves in that assembly. We are studying it. This is a story. In this way, we are not separate. Do you know why we read Krishna intimate passages and get disturbed? Why Krishna needs it? Why?
Don't have love. Don't have faith and love for Krishna. If you get envy.
get envious, get disturbed. So these things are reserved. But why? Why is it reserved for us? For some of us, not everybody. Yes, but I would say we have no, we are envious. But why are we envious? Why are we envious? Let me tell you, if all of us are taking the same preparation in Pasada, will we be envious? The same preparation all of us are taking, will be envious? When do we become envious? When something extra is in that plate, not in that plate. Right? Why you have that in your plate? That is when envy comes. So why are we disturbed when we hear Krishna give us? Because we are not participating. We are not with them. We are external. Then we feel otherwise. We feel otherwise. That is a sign to show that we are not participating. If we are participating with them, how will you feel envious? You will be normal. For pure devotees, it is normal for pure devotees to hear these activities. It's normal, they don't feel otherwise. What is comfort? It's normal. We are not participating. We just read and Krishna play flute and copies are attracted. No, we should participate. We should also become attracted. What is it calling? Yes, Krishna is calling as we go. We feel that we will never feel otherwise because we are participating. Right? It's correct? Yes.
Maharaj, you told me going to holy places just like that is of no use unless you hear about it from a qualified devotee.
Yes.
Now that's very true. But like going to Parikrama to Govardhan or something, just two or three devotees, and just passing through all doing Parikrama, that's definitely, no doubt, is a tapasya. Unless you hear from a devotee lectures there or something, there is no much of use. Am I right?
Yes. It's a physical exercise. A physical exercise. You go to Govardhan. Parikrama means what? We are seeing who is Govardhan. We are working, we should not. Nowadays Parikrama will tell you what it is. We are not working because we have no money to take a bus. This is not working. This is Parikrama. It's a great activity we are doing. How great is it? How is it a great activity? By working, circumambulating Govardhan, we see the person, Govardhan, in our minds, you see who is Govardhan. Two ways, Giridhari and Giriraj. So we should see that, and we should be thinking about this. I will be that. These two persons, a devotee, the best devotee of Krishna, and Krishna, and I'm circumambulating them. When you circumambulate a great person, you get his energy. That's how we circumambulate the person. We get the person energy. We get purified. So Parikrama is not a work, it's a great activity. So when we are doing Govardhan Parikrama, we should think about who is Govardhan. Why am I doing this?
used to work and work like this, 6 hours, 7 hours. No. We are doing something which was introduced by Krishna, the Supreme Lord himself. Krishna himself introduced this. Say, we think about this. Krishna introduced it. Krishna said, I want to initiate a new festival. Introducing Golden Puja. It's a new festival introduction. So Krishna is introducing this festival for us. So we should think of that. We should think about what a pure devotee should think about Parikrama every day. Sanatana Goswami. Every day, just Parikrama. See, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, the last thing we think about Parikrama, Golden Parikrama. Our Prabhupada, the same thing. Prabhupada requested a few days for him to leave. He wanted to go to Golden Parikrama. So there was huge debate whether he should go or not to go. I know his body is too fragile. Okay, they started making palanquin. If you go to the proper house, you see the palanquin there. To carry Prabhupada just to do Golden Parikrama. So we should know how, what is this that is making our great acharya to have so much attachment for this. We should think of this. This is Parikrama. Just go and walk around and see. It's something else. You get blessing, but not as much as is necessary. If we are really focused and understand what we are doing, and we are doing it with this consciousness, we benefit. And this is what we should do. But we don't do things like this. We will get a small result. It is dangerous. It is dangerous. What is the danger? The danger is that when you don't eat the required food which you need in our stomach, you will be satisfied. You know? You don't be satisfied if you don't eat the required food. So if one is very, very tasty, if I give you a few drops of water, a person who is thirsty in summer, you are very thirsty, the drink is dried up, and he give you a few drops of water. Can you say you have not drank water? Can you say that you have not drank water?
Drank.
You drank water. But are you satisfied? Why?
Yes.
Why? The quantity is not enough. So many Hare Krishna devotees were hungry. Even though Krishna consciousness is available, we are still hungry. Why? We have not given the required practice. And the result is not wonderful. So we are just testing. The danger is that after 60,000 years of tapasya. So, there was a Samudhi Ferdinand. Vishwamitra Muni Ferdinand. After 60,000 years of practice of austerity. Not before Ferdinand. So, when Muni was already 100 years of age, Ferdinand, of practice, he already old man, he Ferdinand, to marry how many women? So why? We're not getting the required nourishment. So we should not just do things, we should do it deeply. Absorption. Krishna used that word, chupaima. Absorption, so we absorbed. We should go into it deeply. We should sink inside. Then you'll be shocked. You dig yourself, you'll be shocked. Then you can feel it. People will be contacted by our party. People come in contact with us, will be contacted by our party. So it is good to do Parikrama, but we should do it consciously. It's better. Hear about what it is. know about it, then do it very nicely. What we are moving should think about. Because I think if someone was passing me like this as a person, so this is very nice. I think of something was wrong. I think all the prejudice Christian told them to do this parikrama, they keep the cows, the men or the children followed, and then the elderly people followed, and the cows were decorated and well fed, and they were doing parikrama. So I'm doing the same thing. This is wrong. You should think about it deeply. So, in case I describe you, it over than I supply everything. And from what told us the other day, we were telling them that Governor was producing 2,000 honey, varieties of honey. Varieties of honey, just one honey alone, just honey alone, 2,000 varieties. And then he produced the colors, not that they have factory to produce colors for honey. It's the stone that they produce in it. The caves, the sweet, transparent water for drinking, the green grass for the cows, the cows, the gardens satisfy all our needs. So this is what we should think, it should be in the head. We are consciously working and thinking like this. You wouldn't know the time you finish it. Even when you are conscious, you finish it joyfully and feel happy.
Maharaji, what is the exact meaning of getting disciplined by a spiritual master in order to get Srimad Bhagavatam revealed to our heart?
What does discipline mean? The word disciple comes from that. Disciple. The word disciple comes from discipline. The discipline means that our egos have been tamed. They tamed our ego. All the crudeness which they have been refined through discipline. Discipline. Don't do this. You should act like this. It is which I want to tell you to say. He was talking about Opa Manu and Opa Domia. Domia, this discipline. Opa Manu was given charge of taking care of the cows for his good. But the good didn't give him the means to eat. So when he goes and tend the cows and comes back, he'll go and beg. And when he begs, he will take some and give the good. So we'll look at him and say, my friend, huh? How do you eat? From when you send me a good day, when I bring something for you, I take it. So I'm eating. Don't let me say, you don't have to do that. Do you take permission from me? I ask you to do that. Everything belongs to Guru. So Paman is okay, sir. And he went. For days he was going like that. When he became very weak and I was hungry. So he went and begged and brought everything, and Guru took everything. But he went second time to beg, and that he took. The Guru said, yes, in fact. So, how are you eating? He said, Gurudev, when you take everything and when it got to the point, I cannot bear the hunger. So, I went for the second time to beg. He said, no, this is wrong. When you have gone to beg first time, that is sufficient. When you have gone a second time, you are depriving other people from the share. You are not the only person begging. This is wrong. Don't do it. Okay, sir. I'm not doing it. This is discipline. Training to depend.
Hare Krishna.